Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything we think we know about food. I'm Anthony Zara, and this episode has been made in partnership with Royal AVB. Now, for many decades, starch has been a backbone of the modern food industry, used in food production for a variety of purposes. It's versatile, easy to mix, and can enhance the overall experience of a product. For more than 100 years, Royal AVB, an international cooperative of starch potato growers, has extracted everything out of the starch potato. And it's potato starch that we're going to focus on in this episode as we look at its role in the future of food. How does starch fit into a world that is shifting towards plant-based and protein-rich diets? What impact will the rising cost of living have on the use of starch in the industry? And how does starch fit into the sustainability ambitions of consumers and producers? With me to discuss this are two fantastic guests. Akeline Vermeu is Strategic Marketing Manager for Food at Royal AVB. Hello, Akeline.
Hello, Anthony.
And Mel Tuzin is Global Segment Manager, Dairy and Cheese, Plant-Based and Conventional Products, also from Royal AVB. Hello, Mel.
Hello.
Okay, Akeline, let's start with you. So potato starch, let's put potato starch in the spotlight for a moment. What is it and why does it make sense to be used so widely in the food industry?
Well, Anthony, potato is really a versatile ingredient. It is extracted from everybody's favorite starchy root vegetable and offers a unique property that makes it very a valuable player in the food industry. It really offers a high quality of ingredients which finds its way into food in many, many ways, and it's used all over the world. When you look to the potato as a broad range of, it has a broad range of functionalities in various applications. Along with our expertise, we provide potato ingredients that can be used in really creating that unique texture and structure in plant-based food and also in food. And it can also provide more sustainable food products, for example, by replacing gelatin in confectionery. Or even it can be used in healthy food products, such as reducing the fat content in fresh cheese or cream cheese, for instance. And besides this all, it also can work within replacing phosphates and add excellent texture in clean label meat products as well. So it is very, very versatile.
Absolutely. Mel, do you want to come in on that? Why is starch so popular?
Yes, actually, we like to call it a multi-talented ingredient for anyone working in the food industry, from developers to purchasers. Because unlike other starches like corn or wheat, potato starch provides a neutral taste profile. I think this is very important because it means that it will not affect the delicious taste that is created no matter what the product is. We can call it like a blank canvas, and it doesn't overpower the flavors that consumers love. However, it is not only, it's not only the flavor profile. Of course, it's also really good at enhancing the texture. We know the starches are there for texture. So think like smooth and creamy sauces or soups. And it even helps to create a delightful mouthfeel in baked goods or desserts. I can also add that next to the texture and also what I mentioned for the sensorial goodness for the taste, I think it's also good to know that potato starch can really bind the water. It has a really water binding, it has a really high water binding capacity. So this really prevents the unwanted separation of the liquids. It's really important, crucial for dairy or fillings industry, for example. This is like a stabilizer, extending the shelf life and maintaining the product integrity. So that's why we call it a multi-talented.
Yeah, that's a good little turn of phrase, isn't it? And that sounds like a technical advantage.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Because especially potato starch's ability of gelling at very low gelatinization temperatures is a huge advantage. That means that potato starch thickens effectively at low processing temperatures. And compared to other starches, this is a huge advantage because it is really important for delicate applications like sauces, dressings, because there are some unwanted flavors occurring from high heat. So if you are able to prevent this by using potato starch, it's already a big advantage. But I think it's also good to add, next to all these sensorial and technical advantages, it's also great to know that potato starch is free from allergen labeling according to EU labeling legislation. So for those who are targeting consumers with gluten sensitivities, like myself, potato starch is a perfect solution, and it's naturally gluten-free, making it a very reliable choice for creating gluten-free products.
Okay, so Akeline, let's have a bit of history here. So potato starch itself isn't new, and its use in food goes way back. So how big a role has it played in the food industry today?
Well, potatoes came to Europe in the 16th century already, but it took a while for people to figure out how useful it could be, and the potato starch, what the functionalities had. So in the 19th and the 20th centuries, potato starch really became a big deal in the food industry. People really began using it for thickening things like soup and sauces or puddings, for instance. So potato went from just being food to being an important ingredient for all the other food products. So that's really lovely. Within time, when the industrialization of the potato starch really emerged, it was particularly in Germany and the Netherlands where it really started growing. And as of today, these are also the countries where we as AVB are actively harvesting and also producing our potato starch.
Yeah, exactly. And if we fast forward to today, I think potato starch remains still a highly valuable ingredient. And the application range is not staying the same, but continuously expanding. It continues to be a very popular thickening agent, creating those rich and delicious food products we all love. As we talked in the previous question and answer, with its versatility and functional properties and consumer-friendly attributes like being allergen-free, it also offers a compelling proposition for food industry. It has the potential to be really a game changer in terms of product development and formulation.
Excellent. That versatility message is really coming through a lot. I'd like to talk about sustainability if we can. It's a huge topic. We know it's a big concern for the food industry. I wonder though, you know, is there any evidence that actually it's as big a concern for consumers?
Well, indeed there is. Consumers are really showing interest in the sustainable topic due to environmental and ethical considerations. So looking towards an Innova Market Insights report, when you look from 2020 to 2023, there is really an average annual growth rate of almost 40% when you look at all the food and beverage launches with sustainability claim. And in that same research, they really raise a question towards consumers: what are the most important values to you for your diet? And the number one answer was really honesty and transparency. So they're really care with ingredients, you really can tick those boxes as well. And besides this all, it is also where consumers are looking for less processed food, meaning a shorter and clean ingredient list, which they really can understand, and with recognizable ingredients. And also in that same Innova research, it was a very valuable insight study. They also mentioned that when you look at clean labels, they really have an influence on the consumers, on their buying decisions. So knowing this all, Anthony, it is really important for brands and retailers. They must prioritize transparency and clear communication to bring that value proposition of sustainable food products effectively to consumers, to make it sustainable product information easily accessible. But it's also important to know that it's depending on the region and the product category what the purchase behavior of the consumers is, because it is not yet mainstream, but the trend of consumer spending on sustainable food products will hold a significant potential for continuous growth. So it really is needed to building that bridge, the bridge between the gap of consumer interest, continuous innovation, and also understandable communication. And that will be crucial in maximizing this really sustainable potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Mel, did you want to add anything there?
Yeah, maybe I can also add a couple of, my insights from the dairy field, because as Akeline mentioned, sustainability is a growing concern across the food industry. For sure, the dairy industry is no exception. Consumers increasingly interested in the products with a reduced environmental impact. If we look at specifically the dairy production, we see the trends towards the products with lower water and carbon footprints. Sustainability targets are gaining more and more importance. I can also give a number-based claim jump for you. We noticed that from 35%, there is an increase in the claims of sustainability to 44% within the plant-based and conventional dairy sector alone. So these claims become increasingly visible because it really resonates with the consumer interest.
Right, yeah, understood.
However, of course, there is a hurdle to consider. Let's not skip it. Sustainable options often come with a price premium, right? So this can pose a challenge for some consumers, especially during the challenging financial times. So that's where potato starch might offer an interesting opportunity, because it's really worth considering potato starch. It can contribute to creating more sustainable food options, potentially at a more accessible price point.
And that's a really powerful message, isn't it? Okay, all right. Sustainability. You've provided the evidence there that the consumers are interested. We have spoken about clean label products, but it'd be interesting to know how interested consumers are in clean label products. And maybe you could start by reminding us, Akeline, what we mean by clean label.
Well, since the word clean label, clean really lacks on an official and legal or even universal agreed upon definition. So companies and consumers broadly use it in several ways. Innova shows that consumers, they are really looking for clean products as ones that are support healthy eating. So having a shorter ingredients list and contain less, fewer additives like colors, flavors, or preservatives as possible. Clean label consumer really wants food that makes them feel good and taste great. So that is really where they're looking for. Healthy food products are in increasing demand, and people really would like to have food that gives them energy and also make them happy to really have that, that indulgent experience. So let's make it lean and clean instead of really clean label. It's really happiness, and it's also a taste experience.
Fantastic. So how does potato, and in particular AVB's use of starch, fit into that landscape then?
Well, for AVB, a potato is not just a potato. It is our lab. We are really committed to extract everything from that potato, all the valuable ingredients like starch, proteins, and fibers. With an AVB, we are really producing potato starch since 1919, so which brings really a lot of know-how on both breeding for sustainable and non-GMO potato varieties and using these varieties in application development. So that's really providing a lot of insights and also a lot of very valuable solutions. Because potato is a great solution that totally formulates plant-based products. But beside that, it can also use for existing conventional food segments by replacing really expensive ingredients with our high quality starches to provide access to available, affordable, and more sustainable food products worldwide. So everybody then is able to eat and to feed the world. We as AVB are this year also celebrating our 105th this year. So during all these years, we have built a lot of knowledge and know-how to use these unique functionalities of the potato in making food products more affordable. I would like to mention a few examples of our brands, like the Perfecta Bind. Perfecta Bind C within this brand is really a clean label starch used for water binding in processed meat, and it plays a key role in making this product more cost-friendly and therefore also more affordable and accessible for consumers. Another example, for instance, is our starch within the brand Perfecta Mile. It is mainly used within processed cheese, and within processed cheese it really can replace a high level of casein, so it really makes it also accessible for a broader consumer group.
Okay, great. Mel, let's look at the role potato starch can play in food production. And I wonder, what are the latest developments that have got you excited personally?
Yes, so I think we have covered a lot of ground on potato starch. And it is clearly clear that this ingredient has a bright future. But it's great that you ask, because we are quite enthusiastic about some exciting developments. I would like to first start with something like a title, like Innovation at the Root, Better Potatoes for Better Future. At ABB, we are always looking for innovative solutions, and we are getting them out of a potato. So that what applies to the very foundation of our potato starch, the potato itself. ABB owns a dedicated breeding company called Averis. So our focus at Averis is on cultivating new and improved potato varieties. And these are specifically optimized for starch production with the greatest possible resistance to diseases and reducing environmental impact and leading to a more sustainable potato production, starch production. And then for sure, innovation is not just about the potato itself, it's about what we can create from it. Take our product range under the brand Atenia, for example. This is a very unique multifunctional clean label starch. And it is already, I can say, it's already popular. It's already making waves in the dairy industry. It offers a versatile solution for product development. And also purchasers. So these are just a few examples of the exciting advancements happening in the world of potato starch, in our world. We are constantly exploring new applications and functionalities.
Excellent. Well, I'm particularly interested in their use in dairy products and things like yogurts and cheeses. Mm-hmm. It's not something that might instantly spring to mind, I guess. So can you tell us how potato starch is being used in these products and why it's seen as a good choice?
Yes, so I will then continue with Atenia, because this is one of the most multifunctional starches available, and it is clean label, specifically designed to replace milk fat or milk protein within the dairy products, and with an additional benefit being highly process tolerant. This is usually what you don't expect from a starch, because it is normally not very process tolerant, the clean label starches. So that's why I can also give you a few information about how dairy production is, because it really involves strong processing technologies, dairy production. And even some modified starches struggle to withstand these harsh conditions, but Atenia can resist them. Additionally, it is really a recognizable ingredient for consumers, because it's just labeled as potato starch. Helping with creating a really smooth, creamy texture, and also gelling and thickening properties are really perfect. And then with a silky mouthfeel, those are really crucial for consumer appeal. So I think it is really multifunctional, in terms of meeting the expectations of developers and also consumers. And maybe I can also give you another example, because, you know, you asked about yogurt. Mainly Atenia is used in yogurt applications to stabilize the texture. And it is in the end preventing the separation of, as I mentioned before, the liquids. So in this case, it is preventing the separation of whey and solids. This is a really common issue in the yogurts. And traditionally, gelatin is used to overcome this purpose. However, when we go ask to consumers, and there is a survey done by FMCG gurus, when you ask to consumers which or what kind of ingredients are they comfortable with when they are consuming a dairy product like yogurt, only 5% of the consumers answered that they are comfortable with gelatin, where a full 50% expressed that they are comfortable with a starch ingredient in this application. So this is really highlighting the growing consumer demand for more understandable labels, ingredients like potato starch.
Absolutely. Akaline, did you want to come in there?
Yes, perhaps I can add something more in terms for processed cheeses. We are really, as ABB, leading the way by providing you, the required functionalities and texture with our Perfectamel product range. We as ABB are really the market leader in Europe for starches in processed cheese. And in our toolbox of cheese, this really contains a wide variety of starches. There are opportunities towards replacing milk protein without compromising on the key properties like meltability or shreddability or even elasticity. Like Mel already mentioned, a potato is a very neutral taste and is easy to flavor regarding processed cheese, and there is nothing to be masked. So we are continuously doing research and development by exploring ways to optimize our potato starch functionalities in food segments, because we already talked about processed meats and dairy and cheese application. But however, it is rightly used within, for instance, coating of French fries or nuts. And you can also think about bakery or confectionery, soups and sauces. If you just imagine the supermarket shelves and you will go and walk your way through the supermarkets, you will find potato ingredients popping up really everywhere in all kinds of applications.
Okay. I'm not going to lie, this is the bit I've been looking forward to the most, because we're going to do some tasting, aren't we? So maybe this is a good point to do that. So I've got my cheese board out here, which I haven't had out for a couple of months, probably not since Christmas, actually. And perhaps, Mel, do you want to sort of guide me through the taste test? What should we do first? Which product should we look at first?
Since we talked a lot about Etienne first, can we go and check the cream cheese we sent you?
Cream cheese, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I've got a tub of that here, so I'll pop that open. Okay, and
so
nice smell there coming from there. And I've got some crackers. Is this where I need the crackers?
Yeah, exactly.
So let me get those open as well. So specifically went to the shop to go and get some water biscuits, my favourite crackers.
Oh, great.
So I'll get those open now. Okay, excellent.
Looking forward to your overall impressions on how you spread it and what do you think about it and after eating as well.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So let's, I'll get my knife here and we'll just take a bit of this out. So, I mean, it's behaving exactly the way I would expect a cream cheese to behave. And
what do you think about the color, maybe, as a first question?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it's very white. I mean, it looks exactly like cream cheese. I suppose, is colour an issue, or is colour something you have to overcome with the starch, or does that actually help with the colouring?
So it's good to mention that potato starch is not creating any colours to mask or hide. Yeah. It is just boosting your base colours.
Sure. Okay, fine. I mean, it does everything the way I would expect a cream cheese. So shall I have a bite now and we'll see?
Yes, please.
See what it tastes like. Here we go. I've got some all over my lips, but it's a very nice flavour.
Mm-hmm.
The texture's great.
Okay.
Very smooth.
How does the texture of this cream cheese compare to other brands you have tried?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's exactly the same. I mean, I'm not noticing any difference. Is there anything I'm missing?
No, actually, I will give you the full details of what we have done there. But your answers until now is really meeting with our expectations and what we offer in this concept. Thank you.
Great. Oh, well, that's good. And we didn't even pre-plan this, but I'm going to have another bite just to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
It's smooth, right?
Smooth. Yeah, very smooth. And I was just thinking with my kids, so I've got two young children.
Yeah.
You know, they would eat this. 100% they would eat this. It's not, there's nothing that would put them off about it at all. And in fact, I'll try it on them later.
Great to hear. So maybe I can also give you a little bit details of how this product was produced at our site. Sure. This cream cheese is produced using a process called whey binding in the yogurt line. So it's a prime example of doing more with less. This innovative technique that Etienne is used is allowing us to create a smooth and spreadable cream cheese. However, with only using a yogurt line, so what means that there is no further investments needed to create a spreadable, great texture, just like the cream cheeses we are used to. And the benefits also not with only this innovation, but it's also very high cost effective.
So how is it more cost effective? Can you explain that element to us?
So Etienne used here, and Etienne, just 1% of Etienne can replace 1% of milk protein, or it can whoop like a 3% milk fat while maintaining this excellent texture in the final product. And it is really attractive considering when you know that there is a market of highly fluctuating prices of these ingredients that I just mentioned. And it is also next to the high prices of the ingredients, there is also a complete utilization of the milk. As I mentioned, this is only done via a yogurt line, so you don't really separate the whey. This is really a significant improvement compared to the traditional way of producing the cream cheese, because normally around 75% of this whey is separated. And it is a challenge to utilize this product, this byproduct sometimes. So this process minimizes the production of acid or sweet whey. And this is really further contributing to process cost efficiency. So it's not only by replacing an ingredient, but it's also providing a great cost efficiency in the process. And but I need to also mention, since we talk about a lot process, it is really a versatile ingredient. It can work under harsh processing conditions like shear, heat, pH, pressure. So, and it really requires a low dosage. I think it is really a dairy-friendly ingredient, creating high elastic gels and offering a texture variety from drinkable products to spoonables or spreadable cheeses. So it's all coming out of a potato starch.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. I've also got a block of cheese here. Should we delve into that as well?
Yes.
I'll need to open up the packet. So I've got some scissors here.
Okay. Because we explored a lot in Atenia. Sorry, but I was also thinking maybe we can also show the potato starch capability in the processed cheese area as well to you. That's why we selected these two applications.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so I've got a block of cheese here. Okay, so talk me through what should be done. In terms of, first of all, how it looks.
Yep.
Looks great. Feels great. Okay. It's the right color, I'd say. So how should I go about doing this?
Okay, I will just briefly explain you now, and then we will go into the slicing. Okay. Because we want you to slice that cheese, if it is possible.
Okay, yeah, of course.
So here we have a special processed cheese sample for you. And the challenge in the processed cheese area, because even though this cheese has significantly less casein compared to the general processed cheeses, the key quality is what a consumer expects, like firmness, sliceability, maltability, or setting time, are excellent. And it's even, we made it even in a way that we minimize the stickiness. So we can directly go now into the slice test, and I can ask you, how do you find the slicing? Is it cleanly and easily for you?
Okay, so I've got my cheese slice here. So that's coming off very smooth straight away.
Okay.
Lovely. Yeah, so it, for me, I'm going to do another just to make sure. But that, very smooth, very easy motion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's passing the slice test.
Yes, because the slicing is
also... I'll hold it up to the camera. It is a podcast, but I'll hold it up so that you can see it.
You can bend it, right? It is very elastic, actually. So it's firm and elastic.
Yes, so it folds right round. And shall I have a taste?
Yes, please.
Sorry, no, I mean, it almost melts in the mouth.
Okay. Do you notice any stickiness that compared to other cheeses?
No. No, not really. I think it's got a great texture.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I've sliced it quite thin, but it really does almost melt in your mouth straight away.
Thanks for mentioning, because slicing thin is a benefit. Being able to be sliced thin.
Yeah, well, it holds its structure, right? So that's important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's a great flavor. I'm going to cut another slice here, just to be sure. I haven't had my lunch yet, so
yeah.
Treat myself. But yeah, there's a nice bite to it as well, though. So mm-hmm. there's substance there. So when you bite into it, mm-hmm. you can feel something.
Exactly.
And yeah, lovely cheesy flavors, fantastic.
Thank you.
On the stickiness point, mm-hmm. is that something that can be an issue? Is that something that's come up in the past?
Or yeah.
Why was that mentioned specifically?
I mean, there are a couple of benefits or, let's say, parameters both product developers, producers, or consumers looking at when they are consuming processed cheese. One of the very important key point is that the, for example, for the producers, the setting time of the cheese, the sliceability in the equipment. You can imagine we are really talking about big slicing machines, but at the end, at home or out of home eating, consumers would expect a cheese that is delightful and it is not sticking to their teeth, and it is a enjoyable eating experience for them. That's why we really keep an eye on these parameters in the processed cheese area.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. So I guess one of the things that keeps coming up is mm-hmm. cost effectiveness and the price, and obviously that's hugely important. So I wonder how you balance that, or how you ensure that something product is cost effective, but still maintain sort of, you know, good texture and a great overall eating experience for the consumer.
Exactly, because in the processed cheese should be affordable processed cheese. And also it should be delicious. So, however, it should keep the qualities that we just talked about. That's why here at ABB, we offer a range called Perfect a Mile. These are really innovative potato starches specifically designed for processed cheese applications. And we have a true cheese toolbox offering a variety of starches to address different needs. And different needs just like we talked, how much is the casein replacement requirement? You know, how much would you like to be cost efficient? And how much of the maltability or stretch is required in the processed cheese? And also, you know, it can be also about the other attributes like slicing and firmness. But maybe it's good to again mention, next to all these cost saving and other attributes, again, we are talking about an allergen-free ingredient here in the EU legislation. And also, it has a very neutral taste and easy flavoring benefit, because dairy and cheese are two major industries that are very sensitive to taste profile of consumers. They really don't approve any off-tastes in these categories. That's why it's a huge benefit to have a neutral taste texturizer for your products. Overall, I think I can summarize a little bit of the Perfect a Mile, because it allows cheesemakers to significantly reduce costs by replacing casein and still ensures the qualities like firmness and sliceability. And also it allows them to offer delicious processed cheese at a more competitive price. So it's ultimately benefiting consumers.
Fantastic. Akeline, we've heard so many brilliant insights during this episode already. I wonder what's the most important for consumers, do you think, and how does potato starch compare to other ingredients from a manufacturer's point of view?
Well, it's already good to hear that you have got a very nice and brilliant insights already. I'm always exciting when I'm listening to Mel and her enthusiasm about our potato starches. So it's really nice listening to the whole conversation. So thank you for that.
Oh, good.
Well, looking from a consumer perspective, like Mel already mentioned, cost and taste are very important criteria for consumers when they really want to consume their food and beverages. And it makes it also available, that food is available and affordable for everybody. From a manufacturing point of view, is like Mel already explained, there is a certain fluctuation towards cost and complexity of the raw material used within the production. So this really can have a significant impact on the financial goals of food producers. And as these factors really can fluctuate significantly over time and will affect the profitability and the competitive area of producers, they really need to adapt these businesses when it is happening and when the market conditions are changing. And they also need to invest in new technology to improve their efficiency and also to reduce their costs. So it is, has a lot of several angles to take.
Yeah, and for food manufacturers, I suppose there's a lot of choice when it comes to choosing the right ingredients to use in their products. We briefly touched upon cost saving during the tasting session, but could we go a bit deeper into that? So have you recently worked on any case studies that specifically showcase the affordability benefits of potato starch when compared to other ingredients?
Oh, yes, we did indeed. For example, Etenia, compared to the fluctuating prices of milk protein, fat or gelatin, we really made in-house calculations. For example, Etenia can 1% of Etenia can replace 1% of milk protein. It can replace 3% of milk fat. However, we didn't talk about hydrocolloids or gelatin so much, but it can also replace with a very low dosage, replace the gelatin used in these applications. And overall, I mentioned that Perfectamire range is working greatly in the processed cheese area, replacing casein. And the remarkable 50% casein replacement can be achieved in the processed cheese area. So this is really a significant cost saving we are talking about. Maybe overall, if I summarize the key points about potato starch's affordability aspect or affordability advantages in the food manufacturers manufacturing area is that it has a stable price, so there will not be any fluctuating prices. It has a reduced ingredient need, so less ingredient can be used to achieve the same desired result or even maybe making it better. And this is lowering the production costs. And it is it provides a functionality that maintains the quality. So potato starches offer the desired texture and performance without compromising on the final product's overall quality.
Fantastic. Akeline, so we've spoken lots about the unique functionality and all the features of potato-based ingredients. I'm pretty sure our listeners will have gained lots of new insights and inspiration. So just a final question to you, if it's okay, is about the availability of your potato ingredients and how people can find out more.
Well, that's a good question. Well, we have a broad range of potato starch, potato protein, and also potato fibers available, and much more than we just touched on. Our portfolio can really play a very important role to improve the taste and texture and also the affordability and also lower the footprint of the food products and therefore also for the food producers. And our products are really worldwide available. I really would like to highlight that Mel and myself are just two of the many AVB employees who are working on new products, processes and applications. We have in Groningen, we have a high-tech innovation center. In the north of the Netherlands, our application specialists over there have an extensive knowledge and know-how in food and in plant-based food segments. So I would really like to invite the listeners to connect with us to discuss their challenges and how we can really collaborate and support them. So just look on our social channels like LinkedIn or Instagram or contact us via our website, avb.com. So really looking forward towards all those eager questions from the listeners.
Brilliant. Well, I'm looking forward to learning more about those potato-based applications as well. So as Akeline mentioned, if you want to find out more, visit avb.com. But for now, Akeline Vermu and Mel Tizen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode made in partnership with Royal AVB. If you did, there are hundreds more at foodmatterslive.com. And remember, if you enjoy the Food Matters Live podcast, you can subscribe via your preferred platform. And if you feel inclined, why not leave us a review? Thank you so much for listening.